Once upon a time on this planet.
Why mosquitoes buzz in people's ears. One fine morning day, a mosquito saw an iguana who was drinking water at a water hole. Seeing the iguana,
Don't do it again.
Taking another round at it. One morning day, a mosquito saw an iguana who was drinking water at a water hole. Seeing the iguana, a sudden impulse to play a prank on him came over this mosquito. With such a bad intention, the mosquito said,
"Hey, iguana, guess what I saw yesterday?"
"Oh, what did you see?"
"I saw a yam that was as big as an elephant. Don't you want to know where I saw that?"
"What? Hey, do I look like an idiot? I would rather be deaf than listen to such nonsense."
Then he stuck two sticks in his ears and went off. He still had the sticks in his ears when he happened to pass by a python.
"Say, good morning, iguanas."
But unfortunately, the iguana couldn't hear the python and kept crawling, wondering. The python said to himself,
"What? Why won't he speak to me? He is usually really nice. Or is it that he was pretending to be nice?"
The python's imagination didn't stop there.
Yes, I knew it. I could see it from his dirty eyes. He must be plotting some mischief against me. What should I do? Is there a place to hide?
He began looking for a safe place. And the best place he could find was a crow's nest. He went into the crow's nest to hide, but when the crow saw the big python coming into her space, she was terrified and she started to squeal. And the monkeys, who were climbing in the trees nearby the nest, heard the crow's squeal.
"Hey, do you hear that too? I think the crow is warning about a bear coming."
Hearing the word bear, all the monkeys began screaming, screeching, leaping out from the trees to help warn other animals. But as they traveled through the treetops, one of the monkeys happened to break a huge branch, which then fell on an owl's nest, killing the owlets who were waiting for their mom to come back home. Without knowing what they had done, the monkeys went on their way, crying out, "Bear! Bear! Ooh, ooh, ah, ah, ah! Bear! Bear!" Hours later, the mother owl came back to the nest, only to find cold bodies of her lovely baby owls.
"Ooh, ooh, what happened? Who's done this? What happened to my babies?"
The mother owl sank into regret and despair.
"Why did I leave them in the nest alone? Why should have stayed?"
The mother owl, though, now, to her lost of all her babies, the world seemed so meaningless. She stayed in her nest all day long, thinking of what kind of owl her babies might have been if they had not been killed. At last, the king of the jungle, the lion who was the mother owl's friend, visited the nest and asked her why she wasn't flying anymore. She answered,
"The monkeys, they've killed my owlets. Now I will have to live alone, all alone, without my babies forever, until I die."
The lion, the king of justice, called a meeting to punish the monkeys who brutally killed the owlets. When every animal of the forest gathered for the meeting, he asked the monkeys,
"Monkeys, why did you kill the mother's owlets?"
King, I heard that the lovely owlets were sacrificed, but it's the crow's fault. Yes, the crow, that black bird, it's an evil bird, I tell you. He was calling to warn us about, well, actually,
a bear that didn't even exist. And while everybody was running away, a piece of the branch fell on the owl's nest, and that's all. It's not our fault, I tell you. Hearing that, the king called for the crow. That big bird came flapping up, and later on explained.
Ha! 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 King Lion! It was the python's fault. He invaded my nest and even chased me out of it. I lost my home. Isn't that unfair?
The python was listening to the crow, who refuted.
But it's the iguana. He was plotting some mischief against me when I crawled into the crow's nest. I was only trying to hide. It was for my protection, too.
What? What are you talking about, Python? I wasn't plotting anything.
Yes, you were, iguana. Yes, you were. Why didn't you say hi to me this morning, then, huh? You just ignored me.
What do you mean? I didn't even know that you were there. I mean, the mosquito wanted to screw me over earlier this morning, so I just put sticks in my ears not to hear anything.
All the animals gathered, and they were shaken by the iguana's statement.
So it was the mosquito who killed the poor owl. Let's punish him! Ah, ah, ah! They all shouted. Yes, punish him! He killed an innocent baby!
The anger spread very quickly among the crowd.
What? But I did it for fun. Everybody likes jokes, right? It was just a joke.
But the lion ignored it and yelled,
Go get him!
And the mosquito flew away faster than anybody else, shouting,
It was a joke! It was just a joke!
And to this day, the mosquito is shouting alone,
It was a joke! It was a joke!
To everybody, which sounds like, to humans, the buzz of a mosquito.
Here's Tony Romero.
Fly